This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the
American. If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time you spending with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, do get involved in the conversation. I'm not joking. I'm dead serious. Right, send me an email, joe@therealside.com. That's joe@therealside.com. I'll try to get to it during the show if I can. I don't always can. Hey, did you see President Obama today out in Greece? Yeah, he's making a European tour. Remember, he started his campaign off with the apology tour. Now he's going to end the campaign on an assurance tour. He's going to assure all of the Mediterranean, the European, the Middle Eastern leaders that, hey, look, don't worry about a thing. Trump won't do what he says he's going to do, he's going to go out there and he's going to talk stupid like he always does. I'm sorry. Okay, he's going to go out there and he's going to speak for Trump. Why is he out there assuring anybody? They don't want to see him. They want him gone. They were protesting today in Greece. They didn't want him there. Talking about being full of yourself. You know, we're going to talk more about this in the coming hours, but, you know, the Democrats, they're blaming everybody but themselves. Now, I'm not going to paint with that broad of a brush. There are a few of them. A few of the pundits have come out and said, you know, we're in trouble. We have forgotten middle-class America. We forgot working America. Marga. Seriously. And then all this talk all of a sudden about the Electoral College. Look, I'm not going to beat it up. You guys already know about it. The Electoral College works, period. It actually gives the little people a voice. Just look at the map and look at how... was the popular vote, these candidates would never leave the big cities. They'd only go to L.A., San Francisco, New York, Chicago, Miami. They would never go out to the rural areas. They wouldn't need to do it. Now, Barbara Boxer, she's going to introduce a bill to eliminate the electoral. She's gone here anyway, shortly. Let her introduce whatever she wants to. She's going to introduce legislation that would eliminate the Electoral College. You know, this is a constitutional thing. You can't do it by law. It's constitutional, you... Speaking of Barbara Boxer, let's go to a moment in Democrat history to show you how racist these people really are.
Now, as a public service to the human race, great moments in Democrat racist history.
The year was, well, 2009, and a college-educated U.S. Army veteran named Harry Alford, an advocate for black business and the president and CEO of the National Black Chamber of Commerce, was talking energy in front of Senator Barbara Don't Call Me Ma'am Boxer. Listen and learn, my infidel friends, how a Democrat senator tries to convince a black man he's wrong.
The NAACP approved a historic resolution addressing climate change legislation for the first time in the organization's history.
What does that mean?
Mr. Alford wonders why she brought up an organization purposed for race issues in a discussion on energy and economic issues.
NAACP has a resolution. What does that mean?
And Barbara doubles down.
Also, we'll quote John Grant, the CEO of 100 Black Men of Atlanta.
Maybe more black men will bring Mr. Alford back onto the plantation, eh, Barbara?
Clearly, there's a diversity.
Madam Chair, that is condescending to me. All that's condescending, and
well,
I don't like it. It's racial.
Barbara Boxer's strategy in this meeting to bring Mr. Alford over to her side was to put pressure on him by quoting other black people who disagreed with him.
I take offense to that. You're quoting some other black man. Why don't you quote some other Asian or somebody?
Well,
you are being racial here.
Okay, let me be
And
clear.
I think you're getting to a path here that's going to explode.
I am putting in the record a statement by the NAACP.
Why?
Of course, that's a rhetorical question. Mr. Alford knows why.
Senator, as I said, we've been looking at energy policy since 1996, and we are referring to the experts, regardless of their color. And for someone to tell me, an African-American, college-educated veteran of the United States Army, that I must contend with some other black group and put aside everything else in here. This has nothing to do with the NAACP. We're talking energy. And let me speak for the African-American community, since I am African-American.
Or as Mr. Ethnic Purity likes to put it.
He is a black man.
Great moments in Democrat racist history.
She is a piece of work. And wouldn't let him speak. Kept talking over it. But they're the ones that care about the black folk. That's why that's why she quoted the NAACP. Or the NAACP. Nobody's called that thing the NAACP since 1910, for God's sake. I know it's been around that long, but this is how ignorant these people are, and how ignorant and how condescending they are towards you, the black community. I keep saying the worst thing that happened for the black community, as far as education goes, is the Democrats. I'm not kidding you. You take a hard look around. You look at the state of the inner city schools with the Democrats' rule, and you tell me that they've done okay. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Notice Synergy One means you wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. TLC Laser Eye Centers is now offering great prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology for less than what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-933-1427. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's $200 off per eye. We've already performed over 2 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve for less than what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-933-1427. 1-800-933-1427.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we are fighting to end premature birth and birth defects along with the March of Dimes. You can do something today to give them tomorrow. Your support means programs, education, life-saving research, and a voice for families in the newborn intensive care unit. Together we can save babies' lives. Give them tomorrow at marchofdimes.org/tomorrow.
Anybody care about what I want?
I do.
Shut up. Get out.
Everything I buy these days has got a foreign name.
We are back.
From the time to car,
this is the real side.
To my video game.
And you know, we have an opportunity to put Americans back to work. All you got to do is take the time to make sure that your stuff is made here, and, or at least assembled here, for God's sake. You're listening to The Real Side of the Genesis Communication Network. Always appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. Head up to the website. You'll find out the stations, the times. You'll be able to get your classic podcast. We have no old podcasts, just so we're clear. Classic podcasts only. Again, I want to welcome to the show. He's on frequently. I love when he's on. I learned so much from him. We've got retired General Paul Vallely on with me. And General, thanks for being with me today.
Joe, always a pleasure. Thank you.
So I'm going to ask you, I already know the answer, but were you surprised by Tuesday night's outcome?
No. I knew he was going to win. I've been saying that for goodness, 8 months he's going to win. Oh, no, he's not. I said, listen, at the end it's going to be divine intervention that's going to make it happen. Of course, I wrote an article on that, published it on my website 2 days before the election. No, I knew he was going to win all the time. I'm serious.
Well, I believe you. We talked about it on my show.
No, I was nervous.
Yeah.
No, I was nervous.
Well, you know what?
I'm going to tell you that.
When the white women, and I, you know, I made a big joke about this, you know, where are the white women at? Because everybody kept saying the white women weren't going to vote for him. White women weren't going to vote for him.
Right.
And even educated white women later on, when on the exit polling through AP, said, look, the reason I never said I was voting for Trump is because I didn't want to hear all the garbage that was going to go along with it. Think about that. You have American people afraid to talk about who they're going to vote for because they don't want to be beat up by the press. That's a sad state we're in, right?
Well, you know what I've been working on, Joe, since I got back from Florida yesterday. I was down there with Mike Huckabee and General Flynn Sebastian Gorka and Dinesh D'Souza. We had a wonderful 3 days. But anyhow, I've been very busy trying to find safe, secure crying zones for all the sobbing losers.
I love this that's going on. I don't know how you deal with this.
In Montana.
Oh, two safe zones? Are they very deep in the ground?
Safe zones.
Very deep in the ground, are they?
They're crying zones. So they go and cry and sob,
You know, I love this. They've been screaming that Trump is going to destroy the country. They're screaming that Trump's people are violent. And look who the violent people are. These aren't protests. I've been calling these things riots. Because, you know, they might have started off as protests, or somebody might think that they're going to a protest, but they always, when it comes to these people, it inevitably always ends up as a riot. You know, bring out the water cannons. You know what I'm saying? I'm done with this. This needs to stop, right?
No, I'm almost crying. I feel so sad for them.
Because their world's going to change big time.
Oh, man, I'm so Donald Trump. Yeah. Oh, I'm going to go cry, and I'm going to go to get $1,500 a week from Soros, and I'm going to go protest, and I'm going to join all these other losers.
But General, just as the presidency goes, this was not a vote for a Republican confidence, if you would. This was a vote for a guy.
That's for sure.
Yeah, he's not a hardcore Republican partisan. This was a vote to tear down Washington, right?
Yep, great.
Yeah.
I love it. I'll never belong to a political party again in my life. I'm so emancipated. But it's just wonderful. And Dinesh's wife sang the Star Spangled Banner.
Wow.
Sorry, the national anthem.
Well, next time you're invited to an event like that, call me and I'll carry your bags for free. How's that? I won't even charge you to do it.
Oh, hey.
You don't even have to tip
me. Yeah.
Well,
I even had a nice meeting with Ann Coulter and she gave a great talk.
Wow. All right, cool.
Yeah.
Tell me how this is.
Snerdly was there. I bet Snerdly, Rush Limbaugh's man of the hour.
He's a very large man, isn't he?
So yes, he is. When he shook my hand, he almost crushed it. And I complimented it on his new shoes. He said, "Well, these are Vans." Oh, are they? Very nice. I think I'll get a pair of those. They were like checkerboard.
Oh my God,
honey.
So tell me where we're at now. I mean, everybody's talking about how the Middle East is up in arms, that Trump got elected, mm-hmm. and the European Union is very petrified. I know it is, because you're connected to the Middle East community. Tell me what's going on there with him being elected.
Well, they're very elated on Russian television. What I just did is telling them how this is going to work out. Reaching out by Putin and by Trump to look at, first of all, Syria is on the top of the list to come to some solutions. So I gave the solutions I presented for the last 6 months since I've met with the Russians on what has to be done. So it'll be on RTV later on today, and too is on RTV. But the next steps are dialogue, a plan, a proposed plan. And it'll all be based on Assad leaving, okay? And a new interim government put into Syria. And I've given several names already to the Russians of expatriates who are in Jordan, Istanbul, Paris, and Vienna, who are they were general officers, colonels, justice ministers, lawyers, doctors, who make up the initial rebellion against Assad. So those people are all available to come in and play a part in the new Syrian government. They cannot include al-Nusra or any radical Islamic groups.
But General, so, we're being fed or keep hearing that Russia wants Assad in. What Russia wants Assad to stay in Syria as a leader.
Well, they have because it disturbs things more than they are now. And, of course, they've supported him for years. But I can tell you, the Russians know he has to go. You know, I told him, get him a Dachau outside of Moscow or on the Black Sea. Make it easy. Move him out. Put a new interim government in. Do a restoration economic development zone in Syria. So it's all laid out there. I gave it to the Russians last November.
Okay. It's
doable.
Okay, I listen, you're the man that's there. I agree with you. I mean, I heard that Turkey was excited about Trump being I don't know what to believe, what not to believe. That's why I'm always excited when you're on. I heard Turkey was somewhat excited that Trump was now going to be our new leader. I mean, is there a new sense that we're going to do what we say we're going to do, that we're actually going to lead?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, because that's what Trump does, and that's what the people around Trump do. They do things. They don't just talk about it. They do things. That's why I'm creating these no-cry zones, these secure crying zones.
Okay.
For all the losers.
When we come back, I want to talk about the Iranian deal, number one, okay? He's talking about unwinding it, he's talking about tweaking it, changing. Now all of a sudden, they're coming out and saying, well, wait a minute, you can't do that. There's six countries involved, or eight countries, and I want to hit that on the other side of the break,
okay.
So hang with me. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a second. Retired General Paul Valley joins me. We'll be right back. Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our court.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
They call me Cuba Pete.
Ah, Cuba.
Puppy.
And Chicky. What can I say? Totally incorrect. Yes, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. You're listening to The Real Side on the Genesis Communication Network, and I do appreciate the time. Stations and times can be found at TheRealSide.com. You know, you head up there to how to get the show, and you check out the stations, and I'm sure there's one near you. If not, let me know. Joe at TheRealSide.com. Joe at TheRealSide.com. I want to get right back to my guest, because I always have so much fun when he's on. Retired General Paul Valley is on the line with me, and he's got a real pulse on what's going on in the Middle East and the Middle Eastern affairs with this country. General, thanks again for being with me.
Joe, my pleasure.
Okay, let's talk about this Iranian deal. And, you know, you've heard Trump say he's going to can it, he's going to kill it, he's going to, you know, knock it out. And the Iranians now are coming out since he's won and said, well, wait a minute, he can't do that. He can't do that because, you know, you got to have six or eight other countries approve this. And now they can break all the rules. We want to kill it, and all of a sudden we're the bad guy. What's the truth behind this?
We can do what we want to do now.
You know, you make this sound so simple.
It is. Oh, by the way, the New York Times is just really getting hit hard. So I recommended to the Trump Towers, Trump campaign, they set up a separate secure crying zone in Central Park.
Well, listen, if they can have safe spaces, right, we should have crying spaces for them to go hide in.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'd love to ask half these people burning places down and breaking windows all over the country, who they voted for. Did they actually go vote? That would be one of my questions.
No, they're getting paid to do it. We already know they're getting paid $1,500 a week.
Wow.
Plus expenses.
Jeez.
And overtime. America, wake up.
Can Trump actually, do with a stroke of a pen, wipe out the Iranian deal for America?
Oh, well, I mean, the deal, the money, of course, is already $155 billion has gone into their coffers already, so you're not going to get that back. Sanctions don't work. So working with Russia with a secondary objective would be the Iran situation. But, yeah, we can shut down a lot of different things, and we can put the fear of Allah in them.
Media's a lot.
Terrible job.
No. I'm actually enjoying this because you and I together would probably get arrested by the NSA if we were together somewhere.
Yeah, I'm on the verge of crying.
See, I have no sympathy for these people because, again, my family comes from Italy. My family came from a war-torn, you know, country. They saw what fascism did. My aunt, who's 80 years old, has been afraid for America for the last 8 years. What does that tell you, okay? This woman who loves this country and came here for freedom was petrified shortly after Mr. Obama got in. People don't understand how quickly, how easily it is to truly lose your freedoms. They just don't get it. Don't you agree? After what you've seen?
Oh, yeah, but more and more are getting it. Have you heard of Milo?
Oh, yeah. Yes, of course I've heard of Milo.
Boy, he is absolutely, oh, I mean, he was there, and I met Milo.
Yeah.
And what a character. But I tell you, he's smart, and he's devastating all of these diverse groups on campus that have been infiltrated.
Well, what's happened is they've actually...
Through society and care and...
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, but see, some of those younger people now who are tired of all the other stuff are finally coming out and saying, look, grow up, grow a spine, and get with reality. And I think that's what happened in this election. I think a lot of the Dems started looking and going, you know what, he's not a hardcore Republican. The Dems have done us no favors. We picked up 35. We now have 35 states, governors in 35 states. We totally control 33 houses. General, if we screw this up, as a Republican Party, we deserve to go away. We deserve to be flushed.
No, not Republican Party, Joe.
No? Who?
The Republican Party that you knew is gone. We now have the Trump Republican Party, which
okay.
is different.
All right, I'll give you that.
Okay, but it's what Americans do now, not the political parties.
Good. I agree with you.
Remember, this is about Americans first, and that's what it's about. It's not about these damn political parties.
So the media, through all of this, I mean, even if Trump lost, I would have given the man so much credit because of the amount of pressure, the amount of crap they threw at him, and the media. If you saw their faces the night of election night,
has been robbing you, and you stole the same poor, excuse my expression, my poor black sucker that you were 8 years ago, and you know what? And you still gonna remain poor because it ain't the system, it ain't the president, it's the person itself is why they're in the situation that they're in. That's why. It's not Whitey's fault either.
You know, we need to get you out talking to more young black men. And I played a clip the other day, Barbara Boxer, trying to push a highly educated, well-decorated a black consultant into a corner as to why he wouldn't get behind an NAACP resolution on climate change. And I loved it. He tore her up. You know, they thought they had him in a positive way because he was a Democrat and he was quote-unquote on their side. He says, I find you to be very racist here. Why would you bring to me, a black man, a resolution from the NAACP? Would you bring it to a white man? Why didn't you bring me the findings of a white people committee? Why are you playing race in this? It's the only things the Dems have, or they think they have. Corey, they lost this election miserably, didn't they? And they lost it because they started ignoring people like you and I. They ignored the people in the middle of the country. They ignored the I don't want to say lower class people, but from a financial standpoint, the poor socioeconomic people in this country. They turned their back on which was supposed to be their core group, wasn't it?
Well, see, that's why she lost. She lost because one, she underestimated, and in this world. That was, you know, why I'm so successful and the person that I am. I never underestimate no situation. Neither when I was in the Marine Corps, I never took anything. Never take the enemy. That's what I learned in command school. You never take the enemy, no matter big, tall, small, or whatever. You never take him for you know that you just gonna walk in and just you know take him for a joke or whatever. She lost because of that. And two, she lost because she thought she had some states locked down and she didn't win them. She didn't win them, and she tried to get him, tried to get Barack to go back to save her, and it was just too late. That's why she lost. She lost, and she forgot the middle-of-the-road people, the people that have kept the interior of this country running, the middle-class, blue-collar people like myself and you and a lot of other people. The Democratic Party thought that they were going to get the Barack Obama race car groupies, Kool-Aid drinkers, or whatever association. That's who they thought they was going to get again. But guess what? It's a lot of black people that voted for Trump, and they walk around with big grins on their face. And what else, it's just that a loudmouth person like me. And so I don't care what you know, because I want you to know, and I don't do it for ratings for Joe, because Joe don't need me for his ratings. And somebody text me or whatever. I say it because it's the truth, and it is what it is. And if you like it, you like it. If you don't, you don't. Because as Ric Flair said, it's the best thing going today. And to beat the man, you got to beat the man. And she didn't beat the man, so it is what it is. Suck it up, just like I had to do with Barack Obama. Barry's gone out the door. He had to suck his teeth last week, but guess what? You can do what you want, because January 21st or 23rd, he gonna get sworn in, and it is what it is. It's the rule of law. And if you don't like it, Samuel L. Jackson and anyone else, nobody's holding you back. Take your millions, Kanye West, get on a plane and go to London, go to the UK, go to North Korea. So why? What's going on, Rosie O'Donnell? You said you were going to leave. Why are you not gone yet?
So let me ask you a question from an academic standpoint. You've got all these kids on the street that have walked out of high school. They're protesting, right? They're out of school. They're protesting. What should we do to these kids?
I would say let them protest. If they protest peacefully, it's okay. It's not a fraud. I don't care about a fraud. No, everybody's not going to like everything that you like what I like or whatever, or have the same opinion. But you're allowed by the Constitution, and that's a freedom of speech. I have no problem with that. I had somebody, I posted something on one of my pages about this young lady that said it's time for assassination. Okay, why is the Secret Service not kicking this person's door down? That's not freedom of speech.
No.
That's not freedom of speech. That's a threat towards the president of the United States, the incoming president, and stuff. So why is she not being arrested? Now, if I did that about Barack Obama, 2 minutes after I do it, trust me, they would be kicking my door open with a 20 ever search warrant.
Yep.
So my thing is, you know, it's a double standard. This man is the president, whether you like him or not. I had to put up with Barack Obama, and people rubbing it in my face about, he's the first black president. He's not black. He's Kenyan. Okay, he's president. Okay, he is what it is. He's gone. Okay, so what is Wall Street and these people scared of? Scared of what? Because he's going to do something that somebody should have did a long time ago? No, I'm not scared of that. What I'm scared of is that I want him to do everything he said he was going to do and more before he became president. That's what I'm scared of. I don't want him to get caught up in that Washington politics. It's going to happen sooner or later. He's going to have to go through that. But that's why I say the first 100 days, we'll see what happens.
Well, he's not going to turn anything around in 100 days. He's going to make a lot of changes, but people need to understand that things don't get fixed that fast. Hey, listen, we got to go for a quick break. You just have to hold that thought. We'll be back in a minute. Corey Duncan joins me, our mad black man from Baltimore. We'll be back in just a couple minutes.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. Research thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
So I guess what I'm saying is, God bless your guilty white ass.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side. Hey, hey, not some people are born to wave the flag. Everybody should be waving the flag. You putzes out there, and I know none of you listen to the show. You putzes that are out there, and you're protesting with Mexican flags, okay? I'm sorry. I would round your sorry butts up. Because if you did this in Mexico, they wouldn't be able to find you tomorrow, okay? So, you know, really, there's a reality here that you guys are either smoking way too much dope or you're that ignorant that you really don't understand what you're doing. Anyway, okay, got that off my chest. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Retired General Paul Vallely joins me, as he does from time to time. Always enjoy when he's on with me. General, bring back the water cannons. What you say?
You got to stop laughing. You're too damn happy.
You know what?
You know what?
These people don't realize.
No, I'm crying here because all these losers are crying. They need safe, secure crying zones. I'm just, you know.
The ignorance where they don't understand, they got him elected. And when they do this every day, the average sane person in this country is looking at them on TV and going, sweet Jesus, what are they doing? How does smashing windows in downtown Beverly Hills further their cause? Are they that ignorant?
Yes.
They're that hateful.
But they're paid.
Too. Yeah, that's true.
No, you got to understand these people are getting paid to do this for the most part. The rest of them don't have a job. So.
All right, so the guys that are close to my heart, you and I have talked about this a million times. I don't just say it because it's the right thing to do. I really do love our veterans. I love our military guys, everybody. The older fellows in my family were all in the military, and my parents wouldn't be here. My mother wouldn't be here if it wasn't for our veterans. She actually came out of war-torn Italy. So what are we going to do for, you know, every president that comes in, every group that comes in says, yeah, we got to help our vets, we got to help our vets. Even after all the crap that went down, got to help our vets, got to help our vets. You know what? Nobody's helping the vets. What will he do? What are we going to do to help our vets?
Here are some of the optional plans that we've recommended to the president-elect. And working very hard with the 200 warrior ethics supporters of Donald Trump that met a month ago. Here's a couple of options. What we'd like to do is the entire medical system part of the Veterans Administration. How's that?
No, that's better. There you go.
Can you hear me?
Yep.
Okay. Anyhow, one of the optional plans is we want to take all the medical services of the Veterans Administration and move it under the Department of Defense, under the medical system that we have there, okay? So all the hospitals will be managed by the Armed Forces Medical System. We have great hospitals like Walter Reed and so on around the country. So that puts it in a more disciplined environment there. Now, some of the hospitals will be turned over to some of the counties in America where they exist. Some of the hospitals would be closed. So the whole medical thing goes under the Department of Defense.
Well, I'm not smart enough to know better, but you're saying that's great, right?
Great. It's wonderful.
Good.
Absolutely, because they're trained in discipline, unlike a lot of the people in the Veterans Administration. So we take the politics out of that. Now, if we retain the Veterans Administration, it would become something like a separate administration, not necessarily a cabinet-type position. But they would then focus on all those other things for veterans other than medical. For example, processing out jobs and a lot of things, initiatives that are done. And so we greatly reduce the budget of the current Veterans Administration by moving all the medical capability into the Department of Defense. Now, also, every veteran will get a card that he can go to any hospital, any doctor, anytime.
Perfect.
As well as those facilities that are kept under the Department of Defense for our veterans to use. So this is a whole different approach, and that way we'll take care of the veterans immediately because they can go get an eye appointment tomorrow at the local hospital, and it will be paid for. And we'll save a lot of money. It'll be much more efficient, much more streamlined. And so that's one of the option I'm backing anyhow.
No, I think that's wonderful. Now, you were telling me that Trump was traveling with a small group of generals or military men.
Two generals, yes.
Okay.
For the last month.
And
General Kellogg and General Flynn.
And you feel that, see, people don't realize, you know, sometimes they think these guys do this for show, but is Mr. Trump the kind of guy that honestly realizes that, even though he has said it on TV, he really doesn't know everything about everything? And did you know that? Doesn't he take...
Well, you're Sicilian.
Yeah,
Sicilians know everything.
You better believe it. That's right. Did he take information from those guys? Does he truly understand that they know what they're doing and he's willing to take direction from them?
That's why he's been a success. Surrounds himself by good people.
Yep.
Hires good people. Fires bad people. He knows how to do all that.
And I've been saying that forever. I have been saying point blank, this guy didn't become... And look at, some people say, well, then why did he have bankruptcy? The guy started over 300 businesses. I'm sorry, if a dozen of them go under, I think it's a pretty darn... I mean, from a scientific standpoint, that's not even a number you can measure, for God's sakes. So it's not a big deal to me. But here's a guy that knows how to surround himself. He does these major league projects around the country, around the world for that matter. He comes in under budget most of the time, comes in on time, and he uses a diverse group of people. I mean, for a man that's supposed to hate women, he's sure got a whole bunch of female project managers at the high end working for him. He must be extremely confused.
Sure he does.
So
anyhow, then I guess they're going to separate California.
I hope so.
Is a separate country, but they'll be allowed to come into the United States, perhaps on a special visa. Rest of the country can go to California if they like to. So it'll be, you know, free travel. But it's probably the best idea in the world because, you know, California just doesn't, for the most part, doesn't fit anymore to America First.
I'm only for that plan if he agrees to build the wall, extend the wall up the California border, you know, through Oregon into Canada. That's the only way I would actually get behind that. Hey, I want to come back to... Go ahead.
I was just going to say, well, talk about the wall and what that means, too, if you want to.
Yeah, I do. I want to hit on that real quick. But when it comes to rebuilding the military, okay, you know, we have, like you said, I mean, we've got guys that are gutting old planes to try to get the parts they need on the new planes. So how true is that, and how fast can we fix this problem of bad equipment, lack of equipment, and that kind of thing?
Well, I talked to Alan West about that, and what has to be done is to really figure out right off the bat here, going into the first quarter of next year, okay, what we have to do, and what we are going to do initially, and Captain Colonel Alan West and I were working on this when we met, is that you figure out what we need for today and tomorrow as far as equipment.
Right.
What kind of planes do we need? What kind of helicopters? What kind of rifles? What kind of ammunition? Logistical stuff. And we spend money on that and realign to buy spare parts for that type of equipment. We stop the programs and the weapons and equipment we don't need. We stop all of that. So you cut off all that unnecessary stuff that's been in the pipeline for years. And so that's how you start doing that and trimming down to a very tailored force structure that we need to fight the wars of today and tomorrow. And, of course, the first war is against radical Islam, against how to destroy ISIS in 90 days. So that's the kind of thinking we have within the Trump group right now.
And last but not least, the wall. You know, we constantly hear, you know, the wall. Mexico's not going to pay for the wall. I know it's an economic pay for the wall, as far as I'm concerned. Mm-hmm. But is that real? Can that really happen? Can he build the wall that will slow these people down?
Well, absolutely, you can. Now, the wall is a virtual wall in many respects, if I may use that terminology. Okay.
Well, yeah.
Part of it's going to be fencing. Some of it's already there. Some of it will be cement. Okay. Some of it will be what we call a wall of detection, of sound detection, the technology we got from the Israelis. So if anybody hits a wire or hits a part or goes through a part of that barrier wall, that will set off a signal, then a reaction force will be dispatched there immediately. You have then part of the reinforcement of that virtual wall, and the real wall is overhead drone support and aircraft support, satellite imagery. And so all of that makes up a system of what we call the wall. So just don't think of it as a giant.
And that's what most people think. When they think of the wall, they're thinking of this thing that's, 30 feet high, and like that's going to, you know, all you need is a fence to get over the wall. Well, that's not what they're talking about. We both know that. Hey, how do people find you, because we're right up against it, how do people find you, find your writing, and help your cause?
Well, they can go directly.org. StandUpAmericaUS.org, or they can email me and support Stand Up America at StandUpAmericaUSA1@gmail.com.
Okay.
And so I'm always looking for good ideas from the people. Okay.
I'll stay away from the email address. I haven't had a good idea in years. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me, General. I do enjoy so much.
Well, we have three Facebook pages too. We have three Facebook pages.
We'll put all that stuff up on our own Facebook page, up on our website, and again, keep up the good work. For a guy, and I'll just put it this way: you can tell your age if you want to. For you, for a guy your age, I wish I had half the energy you have to travel and do the things that you do. But you know, keep up the fight. I so much appreciate what you're doing for the country. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. We will be back. Don't go far. Let me tell you what. There's enough crazy stuff going on. I could do 5 hours a night, but you couldn't pay me enough. We'll be back in a few minutes.